Hello, my name is Jay, returning a call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hi, yes. Is this with Unique Gadget Deals?
If I can get your zip code, I can locate your account.
33484.
Okay, what was your first and last name?
Pamela Stern.
Okay, and could you confirm your address just to make sure I have the right account pulled up?
Capri B, Delray Beach, Florida, 33484.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see here that you ordered the watch, the trial for the watch on October 2nd.
What watch? No, I ordered the iBuds.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You ordered the wireless mini pods?
Yes, for the ears.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you just tell me how much they were? It's not showing on here.
So the trial was $6.95, the shipping and handling, and then once you didn't send that product back, it's charged you $74.95.
And has it already been charged?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Was that all, ma'am?
Can that then be returned?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Can that be returned?
The watch and mini pods?
It's not a watch. I didn't order a watch. It's just earbuds. I don't know what you're saying about a watch.
Have you received the product yet, ma'am?
I received the pods, but not a watch. Why do you keep saying a watch?
Because, ma'am, I see here on your account that you were sent the watch and the mini pods.
I did not order a watch. What kind of watch are you talking about? I have an iWatch. I wouldn't order a watch, and I didn't receive a watch. How much did you charge for a watch?
Yes, ma'am. The wireless mini pods were $29.95, and the smart health watch was $59.95. But I'm seeing here that you received these on October 10th. So you're saying with that package, you only got the pods, you didn't receive a watch?
There was no watch in there. I will call. This was bought with my husband's Visa card, and you know, I guess I'll have to call Visa. I mean, I did not receive a watch.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
And I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. So I see here that you were charged the $74.95 for the watch and the pods. When did you receive your pods?
Well, probably about, I would say, like 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yes, ma'am. On the 10th?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the exact date. I just know I've got them charged up. I've never used them. My husband, you know, opened the package and he brought it in, you know, a couple of days after he bought it, it was in his office. And, you know, and there's neither one of us ordered a watch. There was no watch in it. The thing that I have only shows for the pod. Doesn't show, you know, what came with it, the shipping manifest or whatever you call it. And it says your order 7A, 7B, 68, no, 6D, 820F has recently shipped. The tracking number is, and it gives you a tracking number. And it has wireless mini pods. That's all that's on there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, seeing as though you did receive that package a while ago, I wouldn't be able to process you a refund for the watch. But once you received that package, that would have been a great time for you to call us back and let us know that you only received the pods and not the watch, but you were charged the price of both.
Well, how would I know that there had been a watch that you charged my account? We didn't order it, and there's no package, there's no nothing. Was this put on, what Visa card was this put on, the last four digits? Can you just tell me so I can see when it was?
If you could tell me the last four digits, then I could confirm for you.
I don't know which one. My husband has cards, and so do I. I'm just going to call. How much was charged my account? Is it charged in my name or my husband's name?
It's in your name, ma'am. So you got the initial shipping and handling charge. That was the price of the trial, which was $6.95. And then the total charge for the pods and the watch was $74.95.
So, okay, so $6.95 and $74.95. So you charged the difference between the trial. It says it was shipped on the 4th. So if it got here the 10th, let's say it got here the 10th, and today is the what? The 20th?
Today's the 19th, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's 9 days from the day it could have arrived. And you're telling me that I did not receive the watch. Was it on 2610, the last four digits of the debit card? I'm sorry.
No, ma'am.
No, that's the account. Hold on, let me get mine. Hold on. Sorry, it's taking a while, but I don't know where in the heck. Oh, here it is. All right. It would have been on either 5435, 3742, or where is my other card? I think 8610 was the other card. Was it any of those?
No, ma'am.
And it was in my name, not my husband's name?
Yes, ma'am. Pamela Stern?
Yes. Hold on. Okay. Was it 8130?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Was it a Visa card?
Yes, ma'am. It was a Visa.
Well, and the total amount was for how much that you charged my account?
$74.95 and $6.95.
$6.95, and then how much? What day did you charge it for $6.95?
The $6.95 was charged the day that you ordered it, so that would be October 2nd. And you got charged to $74.95 on October 18th.
October 8th, yesterday?
18th, yeah, it's mail.
Okay, so $74.95. you charged, okay, it, and it was, so $6.95 was the trial, and then you're charging me $74, so it was really $80 you're charging me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what day was the $6.95 charged, please?
The $6.95 was charged October 2nd.
And there, and you're tell, and you're telling me you're charging me how much for the, in the watch was how much?
The watch was, and the AirPods full price was $74.95.
Okay, but the watch never came. So I mean, the watch is not in the package. It's not. It's not showing that it was. That, you know, when you send something out, there has a, there's a slip that comes with it. And there was nothing. There was nothing that showed that there was a watch included. So I want to talk to someone, and I need to speak with the supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. I do have a supervisor, but we all have the same protocol. So,
what's the name of your company? Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
I said, what's the name of your company?
Smart Health Watch.
Smart Hills.
Health Watch. Yes, ma'am. Health, not Hills.
Smart Hills Watch. Is that correct?
Smart Health Watch.
Spell it for me.
S-M-A-R-T space H-E-A-L-T-H space.
Oh, H-E-A-L-T-H, health?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Health Watch. Okay. All right.
And you ordered the wireless mini pods.
Yeah, I did. I mean, okay, my husband said he ordered the wireless mini pods, but I didn't order a watch. I mean, there was no watch ordered by us. And nothing came. So what is your address? What is your mailing address?
Our return address is 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
80239. 80239.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is the only number? That 8882, is there another number, a local number?
No, ma'am, this is the number.
And are you in Denver?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name?
Jay.
J-A-Y or initial J?
J-A-Y-E-E.
Okay. And who is the owner of the company, please? Or the manager, if you have the manager there.
My supervisor's name is Angela.
Okay. All right. Could I please speak with Angela?
Yeah, I could transfer you and put you into the supervisor queue. I'm not sure that you would be speaking with Angela.
How about, who's the owner? What's his name? Jay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm sorry about that. I work for a third-party call center, so I wouldn't be able to...
You're in a call center?
Yes, ma'am.
And this company, Shark Health Watch, is Jay is your supervisor in the call center, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then this number, Short Health Watch, is in Denver? All right, I'm going to call the attorney. I'll just call the attorney general's office, and I'll report it because this is not authorized use of a credit card, and that's illegal. And my husband's a judge, and I know what the law is. So if you don't want to, if you don't want to make a big deal out of this, then I want the money that was put. I will accept whatever the charge is for the iPods, because I have them in my possession. But I did not get a watch, and I'm not paying for a watch, and I'm not paying for a scam. Do you understand? Do you understand me? Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have your refund process, and I'm just notating your account. Just give me 1 second, please.
All right, thank you.
And I'm still here, ma'am.
Pardon me?
I'm still here.
Okay. So you're processing a credit?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Tell me when it's processed.
Okay, ma'am, so you should be getting that refund in the next 5 to 7 days. You should be getting an email in the next 24 to 48 hours, and I can give you that confirmation code that will also be in your email right now if you're ready for it.
Fine. Give me the email code.
So that's C as in Charlie, 3-1, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, E
I'm
as
sorry.
In...
I'm sorry, C, 3-1, C.
E
okay.
As in Edward. E
right.
As in Edward, 863, D as in dad, B as in boy.
D as in dad?
Mm-hmm. And then B
okay.
As in boy.
Okay, let me read it back to you. C as in Charlie, 31, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, 863, D as in David, B as in boy.
Yes, ma'am. And you
all
should
right.
Be getting that email within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.